That was fun.
Dude, what'd the guy go give you like a high five and you're done? Like, all right.
No, dude.
Here's a dollar. Go get some ice cream, you little scamp.
Well, they must have thought I was of age, you know. I guess, because I don't know. I was a 16-year-old kid. But, yeah, I got done, and he was, you know, he finished on her face. And,
well, she needed to have some sun protection. Some sun protection.
Tracy just goes, look at Tracy, your New Jersey vacation today.
Only the Jersey Shore.
This
would never happen at, was it Sea Isle City? Or I don't know, I'm just naming that.
Sea Nile City, yeah.
I don't know, I'm just naming it. Wow.
Yeah, Sandy Hook used to be like Sodom and Gomorrah. It's not like that anymore, it sucks.
Well, that's hilarious!
Wow, that's quite the story.
He finished on her face after you were done, like, you know,
and
I'm
then
not
started having
either.
A normal conversation with me. Like, hey, where are you from? And I was answering honestly because I was
pound,
scared.
Pound, baby.
So I was like a scared 16-year-old. I'm like, I'm from Hazlitt. It's like right down the road. Obviously, didn't tell him I was 16, but I don't think, think anything would have changed since then. Though.
Hey, what are you doing Friday? When I come over and mow my yard? And then mow my lawn? Am I mow my wife, I mean?
Yeah.
That wasn't his wife. Well, they were probably...
No, that was his wife.
That was his wife. Yeah, what is it called? Exhibitionists? What's that called? Voyeurs?
Voyeurs.
Exhibitions where you fuck out in the open.
Yeah.
So yes, they were that.
I
and,
so it was just like on the nude beach? Like,
yeah, right out in the open.
How did she look?
Yeah.
I mean, when you're 16, she's
I was a 16-year-old fat kid, so yeah, I'm...
Does this matter? It gets sands up in your crevices. Sorry.
Well, that's called the chicken cutlet. Another one for you.
Is it really called the chicken cutlet?
Yeah.
Why is it called? Because
think about it. When you have a breaded, like, raw chicken cutlet,
yeah.
Look, think of that. And that's what it looks like when you get sand in your cooch. God, this is like 101 for us.
Does someone have a notepad so I can take notes? I think it was, right. What was the first one?
Running batches.
Really running batches.
New York handshake.
New York handshake. There was something else. I mean, okay, I just found out. Well, I found out this a few years ago because there's a beer called the Left Hand is the name of the brewing company, and it's called Left Handed Stranger.
Uh-huh.
And
oh,
I
yeah.
didn't know
oh,
what
yeah.
a stranger was.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. So, and I was like, there's this Left Handed Stranger. And these guys were like, like making like laughing. And I was like, I don't know what that is.
We have Beavis and Butthead in your bar?
It's, oh. Yeah.
Awesome. Greatest show. One of the greatest shows ever made.
It's like when guys like sit on their hand becomes numb. And then they like... jerk off, and it's their handsome, so I think it's like a stranger. Am I right? Did I get that right?
Yeah, yeah. It's
never did that.
It's amateur hour. That's
I don't know, but like it's just something women would never come up. We wouldn't.
Yeah.
We just
because you actually have machinery you can buy.
You do too.
Or a high pressure water hose.
You can buy a fucking what you call it? A fucking what? The fleshlights. I want to get
the
one.
Really
expensive.
Why would someone name their brewery that? Those are some lonely gentlemen.
Left hands. Yeah.
Wow.
Amateurs.
Well, then I guess you guys would like, ever try the beer of the Stinky Pinky then.
There's a beer called the Flying Dog Pearl Necklace. It's an oyster stout. Okay, this one woman, she was Asian, and she's like, we take two pearl necklaces, and I just like, I lost it. I'm sorry, that's a horrible impression of someone being Asian.
No, it's spot on.
But I was
Did you try and steal someone's seat at the bar too?
No, but this woman
did she
put
her laundry down
to
did she hit a gong with attempt to win another beer?
Did she have to park her rickshaw up? Let's go ahead.
Keep going. Anyone else? Go. See, it's your turn. Anyone else?
I mean, oh, God. I'm getting old.
This woman, though, today on the train, on my way here, she, like, I stepped out to let people off, and I was going to hop back on the train.
Oh, I know
she's
going already.
And this Asian woman just beelined right in. And I was like, well, okay, all right. I mean, given I was looking, like, I did hesitate for 1 second. And I was like, man, just quick.
Here's my favorite Asian story about that. I was in Chinatown in an elevator. I was in the front. There was, like, a guy in a wheelchair and two people behind that. So, guy in a wheelchair, his handler, two people behind that. So, I'm going to the top. And the third floor, let's say, doors open. Someone wants to get out on the third floor. The wheelchair guy wants to get out. So I step out like common sense with a dictate, and guy gets out, the fucking Asian's in the back, hit the closed door button, and I couldn't get back on in time. Lost my fucking shit in Chinatown, the third floor.
All right, so which racial epithet did you yell?
Which one didn't I yell? That's the question. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh my gosh.
Jokes like themselves. I got a visitor, I think, over here.
Oh my goodness.
I literally walked through an Asian woman one time because I refused to let her.
No,
I'm getting off the path, and, you know, most people let people off.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get on. She decided she was going to walk through the 280-pound man, being 5 foot tall, 100 pounds, decided she's going to walk through.
No, they do that. They do that.
And I just went and just kept moving my feet, and she's backing up looking at me like, what are you doing? And I'm like, move. And I just kept walking.
Yeah, let him off. I've thrown an elbow.
Nope. Need a lesson. Need a lesson taught. I don't need an arm.
I'm throwing elbows. I will. I was like, but you're bigger than I.
Wow. Same story. I was getting off the subway. She was coming on. And I was like, oh, I know where this is. She's locking eyes. I'm like, I'm like JPB. You're not going to say versus you. Like, you're not going to win this. Go right out, film. Yeah. And she just, like you said, kind of like, what's going on? What's going on? I'm like, nope, you wait. Like, do you ever see someone when you're driving a car, when you're trying to see if someone's pulling out of a spot, do you try and pull in that spot before that person's completely pulled out?
Ooh, good analogy for driving.
You like that?
For our listeners who drive.
Yeah, for all you non-New Yorkers. I was like, get the fuck out of the way.
That's how I feel when people stand on top of the stairs and text. Like, I get mad at them. Oh. I get real mad. And I've gotten into some arguments on the subway. And I will say, when people sit on the stairs in the middle of the
Place,
and you know what I'll say? I'm like, not a good place to sit. It's not a good place
to sit.
I give them a
nice passive-aggressive kick as I go up.
I usually make a comment like, yeah, just sit there. You know, you're not in anybody's way. I say it loud enough to be a dick and then walk by.
Well, would you, when you're getting like off, like on a ramp, would you just stop there? No, you wouldn't. Like, unless there's a stop sign. No. But you know, like, or would you just stop in the middle of the, like, the freeway driving? Just people are just.
But you're right.
Damn kids these days.
But the people at the top of the stairs are the worst. And I don't give like a nice jostle. Like, nope, not in the way. You're in the way. In the way.
Keep it going. I love in the subway conductors, though. I've heard this lately a lot. The guy this week was like, get off your phones and move on the train. Keep it going. And I was like, I like it. I like it when they get aggressive. They're like, keep going. The door's not going to close. I'm like, yes.
It's usually a black guy, too.
I do, of course it is.
Stop holding the motherfucking door. I heard that one. The guy holding the door like this, waiting for his friends to come on. And the guy's like, all right, don't hold the door. He says like five or six times. And he goes, stop holding the motherfucking door. And the kid was like,
That's awesome. I love it. Because they do have to stick to a schedule, and then everyone else gets pissed
off. What schedule?
Well, no, I mean, because there are trains behind them, but then they do get delayed, and then it's like, if that happens, just imagine if that happens every single stop.
Yeah.
It's all types of messages.
To all of our non-New York fans, we're sorry. This is boring the shit out of you, but this is our cross we carry. Across the burden cross here.
Texting on the street, though. That's my big...
Like, move up, yeah. Move.
I think somebody
can
move
and text at the same time. I'm one of those people.
Right, I can too.
You can like win if you pitched, you know, in your mayoral campaign. You could totally be the mayor of New York if you say, "Look, I'm tired of it. I'm done with the texting and walking on the streets. You now only get these cross streets. There is no texting and walking on avenues." You know.
Mm-hmm. Or they have certain people who are allowed and enforced to carry cattle prods and they zap you as you, the tourists are the worst. You can sit there, and, you know, quick shock in the ass. Not move along, asshole.
Anytime I have to walk through Times Square, I'm like, ugh.
Nope. I avoid it.
Do I want to see the naked cowgirl, the fat Puerto Rican girls all body painted?
The first time I saw those girls,
this nude ass?
Yeah.
It was 2 years ago. My sister came to visit and with my nephew, and we're in Times Square. And first of all, we wanted to get like a picture with the characters. And I didn't realize how gangster those people are.
Oh, yeah.
Gangster. Yeah. Like, we took a picture and they were like tips. I was like, oh, yeah, sure. But like, when we took one
photo.
Don't
run with scissors.
We just wanted one like photo. And then she like grabbed the whole gang was here. And like, everyone came out of the world where we had Minnie Mouse, Like, there was everyone was there. And then they all wanted tips. And I was like, no, I'm not giving you all. I asked for one photo with. And then in the picture, Minnie Mouse is like throwing up a gang sign. Like, it's no joke. It's hysterical. No, my sister and I still laugh about it today because there's all like, us, but then my nephew.
She's over a West Side Crips fucking.
She went. She had on like, oh, they were fired up. And then the naked girls. I was kind of like, oh my, yeah. They're just. You've seen the naked girls.
They're
different groups of them.
Yeah, there are. I've seen different there's like the Monday 12 o'clock lunch stripper crowd, and then there's like the Friday night fucking
crowd. Yeah, because I've seen some, I was like, oh, shit. Like, I had to do a double
date. Yeah.
And then I've seen other ones, I'm like, Maria, put your pants back on. Jesus Christ.
That's my sister's name.
Maybe we know what Maria's
She's not new to the square. You know what was funny though? We were talking earlier about if people don't mistake you for being Jewish. But I did have someone this weekend, my mic was like, said something, he's like, well, Teresa, with your rice and beans. I was like, what? No. And it was just really funny. Yeah. I was like,
who thought you were Hispanic?
Oh, this one man who comes to the mic and he's special. Let me just put it that
way. Chatfield.
No, not special like that. Just put it, and I was like, I'm not. I was like, that's fine. It was just funny. I was like, if we're going to go with the cultural stereotypes, at least get the right one down.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was. I laughed. I was like, all
right. I need poignant racism, please. I want you to do your research with the racism jokes, please.
Well, what are safe words? See, bringing it back to the title.
Oh, Teresa, look at you.
For like, you know, here we are, four white people talking around.
So wait, we're all white and straight. We're not allowed to have opinions anymore.
Where am I, depending on what word I can use?
I did get called at an open mic years ago, cracker bitch, and I didn't realize, and she was referring to
Shuey May, how dare she call you that?
She was Latina, and I really like this girl, but it was funny, I guess she didn't like me at first, and
who?
So she was like, and I didn't, I'll write it down, yeah. But, and I really like her, so that's why I said it, but I didn't know she was talking about me, and she's like, that cracker bitch over there, and I started laughing, and I was like, who's the cracker bitch? She's the cracker, and I was like, oh, I'm the cracker bitch, and so, but so that became, that was really funny, because I was like, oh, I didn't know that, and then, so, do you know who I mean?
No.
Back in the day, so I thought that was funny, yeah.
Cracker bitch.
Mm-hmm. CB.
What's your moniker of choice when the people refer to you? Besides white power.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, okay. Usually white supremacist or something like that. I'm a big guy with a shaved head and tattoos. So
right. David Duke, is that another one you hear?
No.
Too bad.
The fat guy from American History X, I get that sometimes.
Ethan Suplee is his name. I know that. He was also in Mallrats, the schooner guy. It's on a schooner, it's a sailboat.
He's also in,
he's in a lot of
remember
shit.
Remember the Titans?
Yeah.
He's the fat kid. Remember the
time? I think he's probably lost a leg due to a diabetes outbreak by now.
No. He's skinny now.
Is he?
He was in My Name Is Earl. He's like,
oh, that's right. Him and Jason.
Yeah.
Oh, was that a My Name Is Earl reference?
Yes, it was.
Oh, little Jamie Presley. Who else remember that?
Big
one
Jamie
back
Presley
in the day.
Fan.
Who's not?
Yeah. You know, and I did have someone. So I was getting off the train at 50th, and I was trying to step over like a puddle, and so there was this man who, and he seemed a little crazy. He seemed a little deranged, and I was like, "Do I walk in front? Do I walk in back of him?" Because I was like, "If I'm back against the wall, let me just like hop over, walk in front." And he looks at me, and he's like, "Dumb white girl trying to steal my walker." And I was like, What? And then I see, like, his walker was over there. And I was like, okay, I'm not trying to steal your walker. I feel like I attract the crazy people. Like, and I was like, well, I guess I am white, but I'm definitely not trying to steal your walker, sir. I was like...
Why couldn't he just be crazy girl trying to steal my walker? How come it has to be a white girl?
Yeah.
That's racist.
I haven't seen him in a while, but you remember the Nation of Islam guys that used to be in Times Square?
Yeah.
They used to dress like Vikings?
Yeah.
Awesome. I was working with this kid, Kaz. This kid, Kaz, from the Newark Projects. Nice kid. And we're walking. He goes, "Hey, look at this! Look at this! Fucking Uncle Tom hanging out with the white man!" And blah blah blah. And I'm like, "Who's he talking about?" And this kid Kaz like, "This fucking guy shit." So he starts arguing, and we get back to the thing. I'm like, "Hey, Uncle Tom, come on, we gotta go." It's a beautiful fucking asshole. Fuck you. But yeah, they still like they would call you a crack like right on the street. Oh, look at this big cracker. I would argue with him because I just love doing shit like that.
I don't think I've ever been called any kind of like cracker bitch or any kind.
Well, honky,
but the Hasidic women—they're not vocal. They just look at me like,
and
"Do you want me to die?"
Not like when you make Twitter comments about them.
Oh, this is very true.
I was in a 3-week argument with Hasidics on Twitter.
Just
it was
Hasidics
great.
In general,
I followed this thread. It was fucking funny.
Really?
Yes.
I need to find that because the true Hasids
can't be on Fridays on Twitter.
But they're anti-internet.
So here's what happened. Well, I take the Staten Island Ferry a lot to work, so because I work downtown. I do construction, so I'm all over the city, but I work downtown a lot. And I got to Staten Island Ferry, and there's just a million Hasidics out. And I posted on Twitter a joke. I go, "What's with all the Hasidics?" And I put in parentheses, "Yucky Jews." I thought it was a great joke. I thought it was funny. I got a bunch of retweets, and then they saw one guy came out and said something. And it was another. And I'm defending myself. I'm going, "Dude, it was a joke. Like, I'm kidding. You're an anti-Semite." And blah, blah, blah. I go, "Yucky is an anti-Semitic word now?" Like, you go, "You hate Jewish people." I go, "You're Hasidic. You're like the Amish. Like, you're not like regular Jewish people. You're like the Amish. We think they're idiots, too. And we think you're idiots." And I just, 2 weeks. And they just kept, they were hammering me. 2 weeks. They were hammering me. Like, just from all sides.
Oh,
and
I gotta find this.
Just like they hammered Jesus to a cross. Yeah, exactly. Hey-o!
And I'm just swatting them back. I'm like, all right, I'm in. I love this shit. So,
I can't wait to find this feed and show Jay. He's gonna be... He is such a self-hating Jew. He hates...
Most of them
like,
are.
Like, I mean, like, we'll be out at, like, a kosher... There's a kosher sports bar. And we'll be headed to. joke. Wait, what? Out to Country Sports Bar.
I mean, yes, Borough Park.
Out in Teaneck, of course. That we've gone to quite a bit. And anyway, he looked at me one time we were there, and he was like, really? All these Jews don't get on your nerves? I'm like, what are you talking about? Like,
Don't I know it?
He is annoyed by Jewish people, and I really, like, I don't get it. But it's
you're lying. You get you get it.
Well, no, the Yentas are mean. Yeah. I get that. The Yentas are very mean.
I always say, I get along with you. If you're Jewish like I am Catholic, I don't care. You know, whatever. Right. But any person who their religion takes over their whole life, I don't want to...
Extremists. Oh, yes. Extremists.
I don't want to...
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
It's so just King. You're holy shit. Calm down, Tracy.
You're right. The balls. What are the balls going?
She's doing Kegels and then some of my fucking apple.
We were at a concert out of Jones Beach.
Was it a kosher concert?
No, it was not a kosher concert.
There's a nude beach
out there. But I guess he checked in and he saw that a friend of his from college, you know, was also there, and they haven't seen each other since college. So they messaged back and forth. We ran out. We met up. So she is with a group of her husband and a group of other, you know, Orthodox Jewish raised, you know, not Hasidic, but they were clearly, you know, raised Orthodox. And
does the smell that gave it away?
But they were all like really pretty girls and everything. Right. But they were taking pictures and everything, and they looked at me and they said, "Okay, let's get a picture with all the Jewish girls." And I was like, "All right, I'm
I get it. Everyone and but like, me."
Yeah, oh, and they,
why didn't they just ask you to take the photo?
I know. Right. Yeah. It was a little bit weird. There was a little bit of we don't like her. And then so we're standing around, we're smoking cigarettes, and they're, you know, catching up and everything like that. And one girl looked at me and she goes, "So you're not Jewish?" And I said, "No." And where did you meet? Online. And she goes,
"J-Date?"
No, but he did break up with me.
Like, we met on Black People Meet.
Once this summer.
Farmers Meet.
And he spent a few days on J-Date and came running back. It was pretty funny. Anyway, this girl, she looks at me and she goes, "So you didn't meet on J-Date?" "No, just like, you know, regular date." And she went, "So why not a black guy?"
What?
I know. I still didn't understand.
That made a weird left turn. I did not expect.
Did you go, ew?
I did not.
Right?
And he laughed. He was like, "She's saying, why would you date a Jew?" And like, and I was
he was standing there with you?
Yeah. And I was like, well, because we walked away, I was like, "What the hell was that about?" And he was like, "Yeah, she's saying that the Jewish guys are horrible to date." And I'm like, "No, that was a turf war."
Yeah.
That was a turf war.
That was. That's a good term.
What's?
She did not want me dating one of her guys.
Oh, yeah. She,
and she was like, "Hey, if you're going to date..."
She wants you to have unkosher dicks.
Yeah, like, she but the whole... I was like, yeah, Shaquille O'Neal and you, Jay, same. Okay.
Hey,
Shaquille O'Neal and surprisingly average fucking wiener.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Personal experience?
No, I just... It's,
how do you know that, Anthony? Okay, I don't
believe that. I mean,
7 foot six, packing 6.5, not good.
There's no way he's packing.
Flaccid, I'm sure.
No! This was the whole thing. His ex-wife, I guess, banged some other dude. It was Jim Norton told you. He can tell you the whole story. He tells a lot better than I do. But, she basically was telling everybody, he's not packing much. And then somebody else came out.
Six and a half is a fair shake. I mean.
Not when you're 7 foot six. That looks silly.
Silly is a good word for it. It does. It would look unproportional.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It was.
How do you go from kosher's turf war as his Shaquille O'Neal's dick? That's
because
why
every time you hear Shaquille O'Neal, I show that story.
You should be like, hey,
apparently it's
like,
not a Shazam.
You should be like, hey, cute, or Steel. You throw a Steel reference in there too.
Shazam?
Yes, it was Shazam. You're like, hey, who went to get ribs? Not you, bitches.
Man.
Guess you can't have pork.
That's interesting, though, that she said that. Yeah.
Yes. I do feel like the
finger swipes.
Handful of Jewish girls that are like, get that bitch out of here.
Well, I think that they do want to. I feel like with, you know, a lot of cultures, but especially with the Jewish culture, they want to Jewish people to marry Jewish people.
Well,
to keep it, more so than I think any other.
I would say, Indians and Asians are also very self-inclusionary. Yep. Mm-hmm. I would
Asians
put them in the same list.
Better though,
because
of white.
Men,
because the girl, the girls marry white guys.
Yeah,
and Asian guys are stuck with who knows what.
I have an Asian friend who's married to a white girl, but
there you
he's
go.
Filipino though.
The Mexicans of
Asian
guys.
Asian.
I understand.
Yeah.
You know what? You don't see too many black girls married to Asian guys. Like,
no.
Tell me.
Yoey Kawamata.
Actually, not Brian Johnson. Brian John's girlfriend is, I believe, black.
He's
but
these are the exceptions, not the rule. I agree with
the ones that aren't size queens. Go there.
What's a size queen?
Oh, stop it!
Like a bigger wiener.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, gotcha. That's what
it's like.
That's
butt plug. You put the words together and you figure out.
Okay, that's what.
Yeah, that's what
aliens can go.
Words are all we have.
That means one of them they wear a tiara on their head or a crown, and they're all about the size.
Either way. Well, you know what? I will say, I do get annoyed when I see, like, short girls dating really tall guys. I will
Holy
say
shit.
That annoys me.
You know, you just described my T. You met him, my buddy Terry. He dated nothing but girls who were, like, 5'1" through 5'5".
Ugh.
But then he married a girl. She's, like, 5'6"-ish, whatever.
Okay.
But he's 6'6". My buddy Terry's, like, 6'6". He would date girls with, like, 5'1", 5'3". I'm like, what the fuck is going on? No, his now wife's, like, 5'6", 5'7".
Because, okay, well, that's funny that I say that to you because of previous things. But I do because it's like, I can't seem to get any tall guys. Like, I always end up, I've dated like 5'5". Guys are like 5'5". I'm 5'8". And,
You're Italian. What do you expect?
And so, it's true. But then it's like, when I see that, because there's like a lot of like tall guys, like really short girls. And I don't, I'm like.
Never done that.
I don't know. Where I'm like, ah. So, it does, yeah.
And yeah, my wife's only 5'3". But I'm only 6 foot, so I'm not that tall.
My wife's 5'9", I'm 6'2". I love them tall.
Mm-hmm.
I would not date short girls, because my thing was, I don't want to get scoliosis bending over to kiss them. So I was like, no thanks. I'm tall.
Because I've had guys tell me, they're like, you're the biggest girl I've ever dated. I was like, okay.
Define biggest.
Yeah,
fine,
yeah,
big,
yeah, you're like, wait
you.
A minute.
Thank you so much.
Biggest star. Waka, waka, waka.
Big T here. So, yeah, I know. That just, that's funny. I would date any race. I usually don't, but I'm open to it.
Hey, it's also apple picking season. Do you guys are familiar with apple picking season?
It's what couples go apple picking.
No, it's for guys who get caught cheating on their wives have to do.
Oh.
That's my joke I'm squeezing in there.
Go, I like that. That's a good one.
Thank
apple
you.
Picking.
What? And the best part about when someone does, a guy goes apple picking is them trying to sell me that they had a good time apple picking? Like, no. You wasted a football Sunday doing what the grocery store already does for you. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm not. So as a girl, I'm just not. No one's ever asked me to go apple picking, but I don't know if I want to. Don't know. Do you know what I mean, Tracy?
I grew up in a small town. We went as like kids. It was fun. It was, you know, you go with your grandparents.
Yeah, you take your kids.
You climb trees. And
not
everything
dating,
like that. But like a date. I'm not taking.
Yeah.
There, you know that. Why would I?
How am I supposed to get drunk there?
I mean, exactly.
Unless you
like,
fuck in the orchard.
Tasting.
I mean,
yeah,
that'd be fun.
But here's a humble brag. But,
I'll get my ding ready.
But Jay brags about how, oh, he's got a great relationship because on Friday nights we go to a sports bar and we drink beer and we eat burgers.
On Shabbos? How dare you?
Well, he's not practicing anymore, so. And, you know, like on Sunday, it's football Sunday. I want to go to the football games and everything like that. So he doesn't have to do girly shit. The stuff that I like to do is the stuff that he likes to do. So it's pretty
you know,
cool.
He draws a line, though, when you lift your legs in the air on the couch and fart after all about 25 wigs.
I'm not a big gassy girl. Oh. I'm really not.
And you can't smell anything.
No,
so
I really can't. Not a gassy girl. But he does have, one of his daughters is all about the farts, and it is hilarious. She's 9, she's gorgeous, and she is all about the farts.
Like a young Jenny McCarthy.
I do like Jenny McCarthy.
Stop
I
it.
Do. I like Jenny McCarthy. I think
I
she
find her
incredibly
horrendously.
I think she cracks
for
me up, and I like Donnie Wahlberg. I like them as a couple. Just wanted to throw that in there. I do. I like that. Well, okay. I get mad when because I too enjoy my football, and I get mad when I see couples like for football Sunday because last year at this time I was dating someone and we watched football together, which I loved.
Right.
But now I work at a sports bar, so it's fine. Sports bar. I said bra. I think. But,
I bought that.
I was waiting on, like, this I didn't realize they were a couple at first. Like, this guy and this girl, I thought that they were just friends. And, like, she was going to sit there the entire game and not order anything, just water. And I was like, oh, hell no. You can't sit there and just not order anything for 3 hours. And so finally I was like, you have to order something. He's like, oh, fine, just get her a cider. I'm like, I know you're drinking the cider, but fine. Like, you know, like, you got to order something. And I'm like, that's what annoyed me. Because I was like, if you're a true fan, you know that you have to order something. Do you know what I mean? To support the venue.
That's
just
weird.
Went on a rampage.
Bitch
is
a weird.
Guys.
Was she a white bitch?
No, she was
a cracker bitch.
No,
actually,
no, she was some sort of something.
So she didn't tip you well.
He actually did because then I left him alone and I gave her like 4 waters and I was like, "That's fine, but you gotta order something. Like you have to, yeah."
See, I usually don't drink on Sundays when I go out, but I eat.
That's fine.
So,
the Lord's Day, you don't drink.
Yeah, no, it's just I can't wake up the next day, so I'm one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't drink during the week.
Again, football Sunday. I mean, like, I was wearing Steelers shit the other day, and the Steelers weren't playing, and I was like, it's Sunday. This is my Sunday best.
Right.
I'm wearing my Steelers gear. It's football Sunday. I'm wearing my colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Jets didn't give me a job, so I'm wearing their colors.
I see, every time I see the Jets Steelers in Secaucus train station, I think of you. I'm like, oh, poor Tracy.
They don't get paid that well, do they?
No.
It's like $100 a game, right?
$150 bucks a game.
Yeah.
So,
and all the sexual harassment you can
take.
That's
crazy. Yeah. Like,
and Geno Smith's number. Hey, come on.
My buddy leases his condo to Geno Smith.
Really?
Yeah, fun. That's funny you said that.
What happened?
My buddy owns a condo in Whippany, and Geno Smith is his tenant.
Oh, there's a place called Whippany. I'm
Route 10,
so many new things.
By Morristown in Jersey.
So many new things here. I do like Jersey Housewives, though. All about that. That's
next
exciting.
Topic, we're going to go back to kosher dicks.
Sorry, guys. Back to kosher dicks.
Next topic.
Nope. I have dated, I did date one Jewish guy, and then he's married now to a Jewish girl, and that was very important for him. So I did that, and I was like, so that wasn't. There was also, ironically, the guy who I told has small dicks. So I'm so sorry. Awesome. So sorry. I did.
Dreidel. I made it out of clay.
I feel so bad about that. I still feel bad about that.
Now, were you like in an argument? You told me I had a small dick, or you just like, yeah, we can't fuck again. You got a small. Dick. Was it like one of those deals? Because that
it was
either way,
an argument. It's during an argument.
I enjoy.
it was during an argument.
Well, yeah, I'll show you how small it gets. Put it in your butt. I'll show you how small it is.
Oh my god,
it's a Sam Kinison joke.
Yeah. Oh okay. I didn't know that either. I know nothing today.
Wait, this week is Yom Kippur.
You should know, Jew lover.
I know. I love the Jewish boys. You know what? And he's like self-hating Jew and self-hating Jets fan, of course, because, you know, that...
Hand in hand.
Like, I always say, nobody hates the Jets more than their own fans. And, like, he raised Orthodox Jewish, hates religion. Hates it so bad. Like,
he left the Jewish faith, but he won't leave the Jets. Go figure.
I know.
That's usually people who are raised that religious. Hey, my father was done. My grandmother was a psycho. Like, went to church every day, kind of.
Catholic?
No, she was, like, Protestant or something. My dad, like, my mother's Catholic. My dad was like, I don't give a fuck with you now. It was, like, one of those deals. So, as soon as he was old enough to leave, he's like, see you later. I'm done. Yeah.
Wow. I think the more rules, the more they hate religion.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
I didn't have any rules, and I'm atheist, because I had to go through that. My parents, my grandmothers were both, like, you know, Catholic. My parents were like, ugh, they went because they had to. We had to go to CCD, you know, do all the fucking steps. The minute I made confirmation, said, I'm not going back. And that's it. Only for weddings and baptisms and other shit that I have to be part of. In my wedding, obviously. But I will not.
Get thrown out of CCD.
What's that?
Get thrown out of CCD.
I mean, I came damn close. I came damn close. But when it comes to my daughter, I'm like, you're going to do everything. I said, you want to fucking raise a kid to the church? I said, I will not show up except for her communion, her penance, her baptism, and confirmation. So other than that, you want to take her to church, it's on you, but I'm not doing shit. Because I'm not losing a football Sunday, goddammit!
That's right. That's why in my family, we were raised Steeler fans.
Right.
Latinos see the Virgin Mary Guadalupe in the field of roses, and we
or
see
toast.
And we see Franco Harris in our French toast.
Right.
There we go.
That's it.
Steelers, that's my religion. But he like, I mean like, if your religion is miserable, like no shit, of course you're going to bail if it's forced on you.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? I mean like, find me. Like, you don't see that in Southern Baptists. They're having a good time. Find me a
especially the black churches. Yeah. They're smiling, laughing.
Find
at the
me
time.
A big black girl in the South that says used to love Jesus. You're not going to find one because they're having a good time. They like...
When I was in the Navy, I got in trouble. Believe
it or not. I don't believe that.
Believe it or not, I got in trouble. And I had to go to this thing called correctional custody, which is like, you're basically on restriction. You can't do anything. You have to like march a certain way. It sucked. But you have to go to church. And you only get, like, there's no, it's Christian, there's no Catholic, there's no, you, so I went to, had to go to the Protestant church, and I'm like, ugh, I don't want to be, and I'm like, wow, this doesn't suck as much as Catholic does.
Right.
Like, Catholic sucks, it's like, kill me, but they, like, singing and having fun, I'm like, oh, I'm still not going to come, but this sounds fun.
It's not as horrible as I thought it would be.
I think the thing with religion, though, is, for me, it doesn't really matter what religion you are, but I think also, okay, I'm going to get a little preachy, but it's also about, like, having, like, the family together for certain things.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, for me, like, you know, Chris, like, I'm Catholic, but it's, like, okay, like, family, you know, Easter, you spend Easter, you do this, like, Christmas Eve, you go to church, you have this, you have that, like, where it's, like, events where you're around your family. And so it's like, maybe you don't, like, you know, you might not have a religion, but you do have that, like, family time. Does that make sense? Like, yes. You have some sort of tradition instilled in, you know.
Yeah, we still, I'm Italian, too, believe it or not. And we still do the seven fishes thing, mm-hmm. Christmas Eve.
Jesus.
And all that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody in my family is Italian except me. I look like a big Pollock. But
at Christmas, we have a band blast and we book a club. Yeah. And there's rock and roll and a lot of drinking.
Well, not anymore.
Swear to God, that's our Christmas.
Not anymore. Christmas, yeah, what's
Jay,
that?
Jay can't wait to get a Christmas.
Can we filter fish? It's going to be gross.
But I respect, you can handle. People, like, you know, like if they, like the Friday, like, or what's it? What's a Shabbos?
Shabbos.
Reminds me of that song from, like, Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead from the 80s. Shabbos. Shabbos. You know what I'm talking about? No? Okay.
Mr. Loverman.
Mr. Loverman.
Shabbos. Mr. Loverman. Don't Tell the Mom the Babysitter's Dead. Oh, it was such a horrible film when I saw the theater.
That's the best movie ever. No, it's not. Oh, my gosh. It is. but it's like, I like seeing, like, families together doing stuff as a family, I guess. That's what I'm saying. So if it's like, you know, when I see, like, in my neighborhood, like, I was a Friday night and I'm usually working, but I wasn't a few weeks ago. And it was like, what, 9 o'clock at night? And everyone was going to places, like, is it, like, all the different Jewish families. And I was like, oh, look at that. That was kind of like.
It does. It forces family time, mandatory family time. And it does. It has a lot.
What a cute way to go out for a final note of our podcast.
Mandatory fun.
Yeah. Kids, it's been a hoot today.
A hootenanny. I feel like I'm sweating now.
I am hot. I am too.
I sweat all the time, though, in fact.
I do.
All right, well, let's just go around the horn. Tracy Jane, where can we find you and when?
I'll be at Dangerfields on the 18th and then and the the She Devil Comedy Festival.
Yay!
That following week. I'll be performing in that festival. And then I will be on the Real Radio Show on Halloween and possibly becoming part of that radio show.
What's that? Where's that on?
It's Monday nights and it's at therealradioshow.com.
Awesome.
Great. That's awesome.
Auntie Annis, where can we find you besides pounding Monster Energy drinks and and running over Asian ladies?
Yeah. Every Sunday I do a podcast, the Uncomfortably Funny podcast.
Yeah.
Right, last week.
Yeah, it was. Thanks.
And,
good stuff.
Other than that, nothing, because why would anybody fucking book me? So, yeah.
Andy was on episode 2 of Comics Watching Comics, as was Tracy Jane, and Tracy Degatown was on episode 1.
Oh, yeah.
So we got ourselves a little secret time.
We all did the taping on the same day, though, right?
You did.
Yeah.
We all taped the same day.
Yeah.
Tracy Degatano, where can we find you?
Well, I'm going to help Anthony work on his confidence, okay, because people should book you.
Yes.
And, tonight I'm at QED. Tomorrow night, okay, that's Saturday, but that's not going to air.
No.
I've got 4 things lined up. November 4th, I'm going to be New Rochelle doing something, but I have shows for the next 4 days, and then from there I'll go from that. Bar shows and such. And exciting time. I'm on a TED Talk. I don't even know what that is.
What? For who?
But it's at, like, QED, and it's like a TED Talk forum, and I don't really know what a TED Talk is. I mean, I know that sounds stupid, but yeah, I think I have to do, yeah. So I don't know what the topic is. Someone tried to book me for something that was like a sci-fi thing, and I was like, I gotta say no, because I...
You know what the fuck that is.
This is not you. You do not know your audience for this one. No. I'm not gonna do anything with sci-fi.
All right, so you can find it on a TED Talk. You can find me, Kevin Goatee. I'm at the Stress Factory on Tuesday, the 11th at 8. Eastville Comedy Club, the 18th. I'm also at QED with Tracy Carnazzo, the 22nd, just to name a few. But more importantly, the Comics Watching Comics, Episode 3, will be coming out very, very, very soon. Check that out. Give it a look at Comics Watching, at Kevin Goatee, GOOTEE. And of course, Safe Word Podcast. Tracy Degatano, we've loved you for having us
as a host.
Thank
you for having me. I'll come back as a guest.
Yes, indeed. Anthony Ennis, thank you for coming out as well.
Thanks.
And Tracy Jane, always a delight seeing you.
It's wonderful to see you. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome, kids. That's the end of this. Talk to you later. Avita.
Go Stars!